expectation, 12th of July patient, Karen Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, date of birth 10-27-1963. Karen Campbell was seen for evaluation of goiter bipyrograph. She had a recent ultrasound of her thyroid gland, which showed a goiter, and has no specific symptoms suggestive of a thyroid hormone imbalance or bipyrograph. She has problems with intermittent hair loss, weight fluctuation, and other symptoms suggestive of a postmenopausal state, bipyrograph. Past history is otherwise unremarkable. Bipyrograph family history is her mother possibly had a goiter bipyrograph. Social history, colon, she works in banquet services and does not smoke or drink alcohol, bipyrograph. Currently, she's on medication, bipyrograph. General review is unremarkable to our systems. Evaluated, bipyrograph. On examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, count weight 175 pounds, BMI is 27, period, the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland was enlarged to about twice normal size, period. The heart was normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. Previous studies of her thyroid included an ultrasound, which has shown a multinodular goiter with a 4.5 centimeter down and nodule in the left lobe. Thyroid function tests were normal with a TSH of 0.62. Paragraph. Finding laceration biopsy of her dominant nodule was performed, and this showed findings consistent with a colored nodule. Bipyrograph impression, multinodular goiter with benign findings on finding laceration biopsy, cover which shows a colored nodule. Appears she also has other postmenopausal symptoms. Bipyrograph. At this point, come observations is all that's employed, and routine follow-up visit is advised for about 6 months. Bipyrograph. Indication.